Kyle Magda here with sprint car driver Justin Whittall. You started on the pole at Port Royal Saturday, and then you go off and win the race. Talk a little bit about your race and scoring the win.
And early in the night, if you told me I was going to win the race, I would have told you you're crazy. But after the heat race, I kind of had some confidence in my team and myself and thought we had a winning shot. And before I even saw the lineup of where we were going to start, and then I saw that we started on the pole, and my game plan was to go run and hide from these guys.
And you did, talk a little bit about the competition. Not everybody was there, but still, you come out with the win.
Yeah, there's still a pretty good crowd. We got Devin Borden, Mike Walter, Jeff Halligan, Chase Dietz. They're all pretty good guys. Not pretty good. They're fucking great guys. They're great competition, and they're tough to beat. They're always good, always on their stuff. Gotta race them every week. You gotta learn how to beat them. And I think this week we kind of hit the nail on the head with the setup. I mean, myself could have been a little better as a driver, but we were out for a couple weeks, and the car could have been a little better. Could have made a couple adjustments, but other than that, I was kind of satisfied with the car.
Talk a little bit about the track, because also USAC was there, the wingless and the Silver Crown cars.
The track was honestly fun, very interesting. I heard towards the after the race that there was a bottom development, the developing that Cody Lehman went from 18th to third. He was up to second, and he was rolling pretty good. I watched a video afterwards. He was rolling pretty good. Just the lap cars got in his way. I think that would have been a fun little battle to have. Same with Mike Walter. He was right on the top, on the cushion as long as I was. God damn it. Him and I were beating the cushion down pretty good. That was tricky. The cushion had a big lip up to it, but it kind of like sloped up the wall. So if you got on it at the wrong spot, kind of riding the wall a little bit. Three and four, it was definitely tricky getting in because it was so rough. And then there was a big old cushion to kind of lean on and try to not screw up your car.
So talk a little bit about the upcoming schedule. PA Speed Week's not too far away. And I know we got some racing this weekend. I think Williams Grove will be racing Friday night. Then, of course, Port Royal and Lincoln Saturday. So what are your plans coming up?
For this weekend coming up, we got just Port Royal. My crew chief and some family things are kind of taking over Friday at the moment. Crew chief can't come. And as might have seen, my dad wasn't with me this weekend. He's dealing with some health issues, but it's all good. Getting it figured out, but we'll just be mainly focusing on Port Royal this weekend.
Yeah, you've had a lot of success at Port Royal. I know you and I have chatted a few times since then. I mean, you were fourth in the Outlaws race there in 2022. And I mean, what is it about that place that makes you run so good?
I honestly don't know. I don't know what it is about that place that I guess it just how it flows for me. I get into a rhythm until like caution comes out mid-race and that rhythm goes away. But if it's a green to green, like flag to flag, I think I get a good rhythm and I can somewhat, if the car is good or if I'm good or if both the car and myself are good, I think we got a good thing rolling. But just, I don't know what it is about that place that me and it just click sometimes. I mean, sometimes it does bite in the butt, like a couple weeks ago.
My last question for you is talk a little bit about how Williams Grove went. I know I ran into you there before the race. How were track conditions? And again, you had the USAC wingless. They were there. And, you know, how was the track?
The track was fairly good. Heat race, I was expecting the top to be there, but it wasn't really there.